Welcome to this week's episode of Turning to the Fathers, where Father Christopher Metropolis and Father John McGuckin, an Orthodox priest, scholar, and poet, discuss the writings of the Church Fathers. Father John is a professor at both Columbia University and Union Theological Seminary in New York, and is the director of the Sophia Institute International Center of Orthodox Thought and Culture.
I was going to read something from St. Maximus the Confessor, and he's talking about prayer. And he says this: God is revealed to each person in the way they conceptualize the divine glory. For those who aspire to transcend the complex structure of matter, or whose psychic powers are wholly integrated, that they can dance closely around the divinity, then he reveals himself as unity and trinity. But for those whose capacities are more limited, related to the complex structure of materiality, and whose psychic powers may not be integrated, then God reveals himself as they are, not as he is. So they are still caught up in physical conceptions of the duality of matter and form. That's a very deep thing, isn't it, there,
Father? It is very deep.
And it strikes me that he's talking about something that that you can find in a lot of other early writings, even those outside the Christian faith. The problem of duality, matter and form, Maximus puts it. But what he's hinting at is that when one approaches the mystery of God, issues of duality disappear. In the Western church theology, they use the word mysticism, but it's never been a great or a favorite word in our tradition. I don't know whether you know, but the word mystic in Byzantine Greek just means private secretary. And when you see the liturgy, it says the priest says these words mystically. It just means he doesn't pronounce them out loud.
Out loud, yeah.
So in our tradition, in the Orthodox Church, mysticism doesn't have any special connotation that it does in some of the Western things, like a different way of thinking or seeing or experiencing. It just means entering more deeply into the reality. But St. Maximus here, who lived in the 7th century, is strongly suggesting that you can pray in one of two ways, a way that kind of suits you, based around your imaginations, or you can pray in the way that suits God. And he's encouraging his readers to try and leave behind a more materially focused consciousness, and even to do the impossible, really, to leave behind images, imaginations of God. The early fathers are very, very clear that prayer begins in very familiar ways, you know, repeating prayers and all the things that we normally do. But prayer is like a great ladder going up there, and at the higher levels, it ceases to be dominated by images and thoughts and concepts, and one passes beyond duality. And I think that's what Maximus meant in that very, very deep paragraph about God will reveal himself as he is in a transcendent way, unity and trinity. That's the ultimate passing beyond duality, and where logic and imagination are quietened in the face of God.
For those of us who don't live in a high scholastic realm, you're using a terminology that I think people might be a little bit confused with. And you're using the term duality. Can you define that for us, Father, a little deeper?
Well, one of the great things, it comes to us at the, very straightforwardly in prayer. You begin our prayers and we say, well, there's me here and there's God over there. But we know from the Apostle Paul that the Spirit himself prays within us. So at one level, we know that you and I are offering prayers to God over there. There's some kind of separation between the creature and the creator. But at another level, or perhaps a deeper level, we know that it's God himself who raises up prayer in us by the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is the soul of our soul and closer to us than we are to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we have a kind of transection, a crossing over of ways that we look at reality. This is what I think St. Maximus means by duality.
Duality, okay. And I'm also hearing in what you read from St. Maximus the Confessor that our prayers, no matter what status of life we have attained, that God is speaking to each heart individually as that heart is willing or able to accept the words and prayers of God. Am I reading that correctly? Am I hearing it correctly?
Very much so. And okay. That's a very strong theme in all of the Fathers, that it just takes the willingness of the heart, but God will meet the person and never be outdone in generosity. So we need never fear that we're not up to scratch in being deep enough in prayer. The smallest child is able to pray as well as the greatest saint.
This has been Turning to the Fathers, featuring Father John McGuckin. Continue listening as we bring programming to help edify the soul here on the Orthodox Christian Network.